Blackstone Audio presents Katrina After the Flood by Gary Rivlin. This book is read by Johnny Heller. They say that in New Orleans is to be found a mixture of all the nations. But in the midst of this confusion, what race dominates and gives direction to all the rest? Alexis de Tocqueville, 1832. Author's note. Water still covered much of New Orleans the first time I saw the city after Hurricane Katrina. Armed soldiers were stopping cars at roadblocks set up on the perimeter of the metro area. I'd hitched a ride with a Republican state senator, anxious to get to her flooded home and her then husband. My press credentials got us through one checkpoint. Her legislative ID convinced the National Guard to allow us to pass through another. The highway was empty when, once inside the city limits, we hit an elevated stretch of road offering a panoramic view. This was the flooded city the world was seeing on television. But even there, on the highway, it still seemed unreal, like a special effect ordered up by Steven Spielberg. 80% of the city lay underwater, more than 110,000 homes and another 20,000 businesses. A week earlier, I had been sitting in the San Francisco Bureau of the New York Times, writing about Google, Facebook, and Silicon Valley's next crop of underage billionaires. My New Orleans was the New Orleans of tourists, Bourbon Street, Mardi Gras, the Jazz and Heritage Festival, Po'boys. I had no connection to anyone living there. But an all-hands mentality prevailed at the Times, given a disaster that displaced more than 1 million people. My editor asked,